Welcome, Terrapins, to another episode of the Terps for Life podcast. With me today, I have head bowling coach Jason Zook. Jason, can we dive right into this? And can you tell us, in a sport like bowling, where it's all individual based, where you're really just working on your own score, one of the core principles you guys have talked about is the concept of team. And how do you, as a bowling coach, take an individual sport like bowling and use a team concept?
Well, a lot of it is, as a team, you can tell the difference of energy levels. So if you are struggling, energy levels will start to be more of a negative energy level, and it will affect everyone else. So for us in bowling, the biggest thing is to keep the energy positive, so that way you don't bring down the rest of your teammates. We have five bowlers that keep a score at one time, so 20% of it's bad, and they start bringing down another bowler, that's 40% of your team in a negative spot. So it's just trying to make sure you stay positive, pick each other up, and do things like that. We also have other fun stuff that we do, like we have a turkey chain. So you throw three strikes in a row, turkey chain comes out, and you get excited about it, and it kind of pumps up those energy levels and keeps them going.
That turkey chain, that's awesome. Last year at the state tournament, I remember Micah Wenzel, I remember you guys put that turkey chain on her. There's quite a bit of excitement around that in a lead up to it, so that's a pretty cool thing to have. So again, I'm going to go back to how, as an individual, how do you, with your bowlers, after a bad frame, how do you get back to the team concept? Because, you know, at the end of the day, everyone's trying to get the best individual score they can. And what not everyone knows is that there is the team component, that you do add the scores together for your team score. So what do you do as a coach, or what does your team do as teammates to more or less pick somebody up after a bad frame or two?
So the biggest thing is you're going to have that little bit of a letdown time frame where you're angry at yourself for letting yourself down. You're angry at yourself for letting your team down. I always encourage them to just go to the back, get it out of you for 5 seconds, whatever it takes, and then come back with a mindset that's better. So if you have a trigger that you're going to go to, you know, whether that might be something as simple as just hitting your chest and saying, I got this, you know, and you go back, you just have a nice fresh mindset, you come back and you watch your teammate succeed in the next frame where they make a spare, they make a strike, and then you pick them up and you fall right back into it.
And Jason, that's what we call the red light release, right? So, you know, in the terminology that we've used with some of our teams and you've used with your bowlers is when you get into a red light, you recognize that. So we go into what we call the BFS. So the B being body language, F being focus, and S being self-talk. So you as a coach and your bowlers, at some point, you're going to know what that looks like and when they get into that red light, which means basically they're out of control. And what you just talked about was the red light release of, you know, getting away from, you know, the bowling alley, getting away from your teammates, going through the process of whatever it may be, the trigger you called beating your chest and just having some deep breaths, and then some sort of positive self-talk to get you back into that green light. And I'm assuming that's what you teach your bowlers as well, correct?
Yes, absolutely. And like a big example last year at the district tournaments, one of our bowlers, Nevin, was starting to get into a negative mindset, and he couldn't recognize the signals himself. And my job as a coach, I can see those signals and I can see where he's coming from. And I told him to just step outside the bowling alley, let the biggest yell out you can, come back in. And then he was one of the key contributors the rest of the day, and we advanced to states. So we did our job.
And I was there for that tournament, and I can recall seeing him go from a green light into a yellow light, right into a red light. And the best part of that was, Coach, that you recognized it. I watched you go over to him, grab him by the shoulders, tell him to go through his, you know, release. I watched him go outside. He did his thing. He came back in with smiles on his face. And that was, I think, a big reason why you guys did so well throughout the year into the state tournament, was simply because of that process and being great teammates to help recognize when you get there.
Yeah, I mean, you're only as good as your bottom line. So if you move the bottom line up and the bar is higher, it's going to be harder to fail.
Thank you, Jason, for your input today on the team concept. Terrapins, go out and be a Terp today so you can become a Terp for life.